Reports of factory closures across the region are increasing. Most job cuts are happening in the manufacturing sector, from toy makers to automakers. Production has either ceased or slowed down because of the global economic crisis. Suparat Sirisowanankara, head of the Thai Auto Industry Association, says the industry, which employs 300,000 workers, is trying hard to hold on to workers. But production is expected to fall 20 to 30% this year.
We don't have any plan to shut down any plant. But of course, we have to adjust many things like no overtime or very few. The two shift may try to make it one shift. The last one, we try to, as much as possible, try to avoid the reduce of the manpower.
Governments across Asia are worried about mass unemployment and the social instability that it could bring. Many of those losing their jobs are migrant workers who have left the provinces to work in Asia's booming cities. In China, their numbers are staggering, and they are returning in large numbers to their hometowns. Geoffrey Croffle is a spokesman of the Hong Kong-based China Labor Bulletin, an organization involved in workers' rights in China.
Some official figures are saying the number of people who have lost their job is around 8 million, most of whom are migrant workers. If you put that in the context of the number of migrant workers in China, which is usually estimated at 130 million, that gives you some idea of the scale of the layoffs that are going on at the moment.
Some governments are hoping that new investments in the countryside could help ease employment pressures. Beijing is hoping its $600 billion stimulus plan, with its huge spending on infrastructure in the provinces, can help absorb some of these workers. But between 6 to 7 million new graduates will be added to the labor force in the next few months. The government is offering to refund college education expenses for graduates willing to work in the rural areas. Croffle says the stakes are high for Beijing.
If these workers cannot be re-employed, the potential for social unrest increases, and the government is very well aware of that.
In Japan, the government is also offering work in farms to unemployed young Japanese as a way to build a new generation of farmers. In Thailand, Jaded Chowchilai, a labor activist who helps unemployed women workers, says dismissed workers are trying their luck in the provinces.
I think most of them, they try to find a job, but difficult. Some jobs are far away, like another province. Some of them, they go to countryside.
With the Thai government promising greater incentives to farmers as part of its economic stimulus plan, this may be where hope lies for the thousands losing their livelihoods. Farm incomes in the region have fallen, as agricultural commodity prices dropped from their record highs last year. Some Asian officials say jobs will have to eventually return in the industrial sector for the labor market to stabilize. Heather Barron for VOA News, Bangkok.